and welcome to episode 4 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the programs coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. I'm also suffering from spring allergies currently, so I have to excuse my somewhat hoarse voice. Today's episode is the conclusion of a two-part arc called History on the Rocks. Now, last week we discussed the Trenton meteorite, which you can see in an exhibit at the 1889 Courthouse Museum. To learn more about that, go back and listen to episode 3 of the podcast. The script for this week's episode comes from an investigation and subsequent article written by Gay Griesbach that was published in a 1996 edition of The Court Reporter, our quarterly member newsletter that's now titled News with a View. Here's the story of the Colesville Diamond. Well, first, have you ever heard of the famous Colesville Diamond? I wouldn't be surprised if you hadn't. Yet, somehow, you would think the largest diamond found in Wisconsin would have a long and well-documented history. Now, before you start digging up your petunias in the backyard, let me explain that no more than 20 diamonds have been found in Wisconsin, and these gems were all found before the turn of the century, and the chance of finding a diamond in Wisconsin is extremely rare. In the late 1880s, Lewis Endlich was plowing his field 1 mile southwest of Colesville. He saw in the furrow the glint of a bright stone, and when he turned back, Endlich picked up the largest diamond found in the lake region of the state. Now, here's where things get kind of murky. Accounts of the stone size range from 21.5 to 21.75 carats. The rough gem was found by Lewis Endlich, who's sometimes referred to as Lewis Endlich Jr. Dates of the finding range from 1884 to 1888. Now, the stone itself is described in different ways, sometimes as the Theresa Diamond found in Theresa in eastern Dodge County, Theresa in Washington County, and the Colesville Diamond found in the town of Wayne. So, the accounts basically all agree on the location, or the general area, it just happens to be described differently. You may be starting to think this whole thing is a hoax. It's hard to find newspaper articles that were written at the time of the find, and wouldn't you think one of the world's largest diamonds rates some sort of mention in the local news? Well, accounts of the Eagle Diamond are clearly documented. The Saukville Diamond has its own history, even though both diamonds were smaller. The Colesville Diamond is the fifth largest diamond found in the United States. It's larger than the diamond that began the South African diamond rush in 1866. Now, you can't, pardon the pun here, hide a find like this under a rock. So, what was the diamond's fate? Well, Griesbach, the author of this article, went to UW-Washington County for answers. She mentioned the possibility of a diamond swindle to a history professor named David Huner. He's heard of the diamond, but disagreed that it was a hoax. Diamond finds were virtually non-existent in the 20th century. Most were found between 1860 and 1900. Before that time frame, the area was wilderness, and land was difficult to clear, and farming large areas of land wasn't really possible until the 1860s. And Wisconsin diamonds are a bit of a geological puzzle. These stones are called glacial erratics. They were transported by continental glaciers during the Ice Age. Wisconsin diamonds were deposited on the surface where they were found by a few lucky farmers trying to clear this early wilderness. Now that Gay was clear on how the diamond got to Colesville, she wanted to discover where it went once it was discovered by Lewis Endlich. She turned to the university's expert on earth science, Professor Domus, for answers. He, in turn, gave Griesbach the phone number of the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. History, like diamonds, can pop up in the most unexpected places. They had heard of the diamond, had documentation, and gave the reporter a glimpse of its fate. The Colesville, or Theresa Diamond, was found in 1888 in Washington County by Lewis Endlich while he was plowing his field southwest of Kewaskum. At some point after this time, Endlich quit farming and moved to Kewaskum. In 1899, the stone was still owned by his widow, who still lived in Kewaskum. At that point, the diamond was valued between $1,000 and $1,500. Now, in 2023 dollars, the value would be in a range of about $36,000 to $54,000. In 1919, the stone was cut into 10 diamonds and distributed to family members. The yield was 17 carats, and it cost $400 to cut the stone. The rough diamond weighed 21.5 carats before it was cut. It was almost spherical in shape. One side of the gem was colorless, the other side had almost a cream color. The Colesville diamond has been reported to be the fifth largest diamond ever found in the United States, and it's the largest rough diamond ever found in Wisconsin. Now, the history of the separate stones after the year 1919 has been scattered with their owners. If the gem would have remained whole, like the Eagle Diamond, it may be easier to trace, although it likely remains a special part of history for those family members who may still own a piece of it. So, that's the story of the Colesville Diamond. So far, anyways. Who knows? Maybe someone out there who owns a piece of the stone will hear this episode and contact us with more details. If that's the case, we will be sure to record an updated episode, hopefully including an interview with that person or those persons. Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time.